Yes, it's Matty with the footy. Welcome back, it's episode 20. In this episode I was joined by Owen, Charlie and Ben. We spoke about the biggest moments that's happened in football throughout the week. This episode was recorded on the 5th of February, so enjoy. So let's kick off the episode by speaking about the transfer deadline day. Charlie, what was your highlight fan of that deadline day?
I mean, I didn't mind Liverpool signing two centre-halves, like, that was all right. Lingard was a weird but decent move for him. They're like the main ones I can think of on top of my head right now.
Minamino to Southampton on loan.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
See, that was bad. I think Origi should have left instead of Minamino.
I think Minamino's a long-term project, isn't he?
I think once you go out on loan, that your career's done for that club.
No, not always true, though.
No.
Not necessarily.
9 times out of 10, it is. Once you're out on loan, your career is done for that club. Is it an option to buy or not?
That's a big statement, like, you don't want to see.
No, it's not.
Why, can you name anyone who's out on loan?
And succeed is Tammy Abraham.
I did say 9 times out of 10.
Tommy Abraham, Patrick Bamford went out a couple of those.
I feel sorry for Minamino, though, because he doesn't get game time after the Palace game.
Minamino?
Is it behind the scenes, like, training? He doesn't train enough.
Yeah,
it's always the way, don't it?
But what do the two front backs mean? Does that mean Henson and Fab back in the field, or does that mean Fab?
Yeah.
It'd be like Kabach and Fab at the back.
I'd say first game, I'd say don't play both of them together. I wouldn't play both of them against City.
I'd start Fab at the back with them.
Yeah. I don't think they'll be playing together until like maybe a month, because obviously they don't really know each other, do they? So they're going to have to get used to it and all that.
They don't necessarily need to play both of them anyway. They've still got Nath Phillips puts a shift in lately.
I've always rated that Phillips, you know.
So, I mean, he's a proper centre-half, like, so.
Yeah.
Joe, that Kabach, I didn't know he was only 20.
No, I thought he was older. I've been after him for ages.
Well, Joe was a strange deadline day signing, mating Niles to West Brom on loan.
Oh, yeah, that one. I forgot that one.
I thought he played good when he came down for Arsenal.
Well, wasn't he linked with, like, Leicester and Southampton? Like,
I don't know.
As well as West Brom. I'm sure he was.
Joshua King to Everton.
Is that on loan?
Yeah, that one didn't make sense.
Is that a bit too late for Joshua King, though? He's 29 and he's...
Yeah.
Everton are 30. They're a big club. You can't lie.
No, they are.
And so, is that like a bit late for Joshua King to make that big move?
Yeah. If he's 29, yeah.
29 he's not, old.
Like, yeah, the thing is, don't forget, our front, he's 28, roughly. But the thing is with them is they're like quality. Joshua King's half decent, but he's not at the peak of his game. He's not like one of them world-class players, so 29 for him is a bit old.
Well, Minamino's 26.
Is he?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Minamino's 26. And he's gone out alone, left centre now, and he's so, if anything, he's in his prime, isn't he? Joshua King, so he could perform well.
Jesse Lingard's a good young talent for West.
No,
he's not young, is he?
How is he old? 28?
I think he's like a month younger than Salah.
Wait, didn't Owen say in the last episode that he made, like, was it someone said in the last episode that, like, he's made his thing, like, when he's like 25, 24?
Yeah, he seemed like he's been here for ages, but he just hasn't.
Well, speaking about Southampton, 9-0.
No. Ropey that in him. Ralph Hasenhüttl gets beat 9-0 twice. Beat by Leicester 9-0 and beat United 9-0. Not good, that in him.
But the thing is, we can't say anything. They still managed to beat us, so it's a bit, I don't know. Because obviously it happened with Leicester and that. Do you reckon this was just a fluke, or do you reckon they have issues?
They have got a centre back. They haven't won, they haven't won a game in a while.
Well, wasn't a centre back the centre back? I can't think of his name. Sent off like the first minute.
Oh yeah, did you see that tackle?
Second or something,
wasn't it? Yeah, he's only a young lad, but he's played he's played two matches, and in them two matches, he's played 3 minutes of professional football. that tackle against United was a shocker.
Yeah, but didn't that Rick Harden get an else out or not?
No, it was the other one.
Yeah, but I don't understand how the other one got up to him, but the David Luiz one didn't.
Oh, yeah. That David Luiz one. Okay, it was a pen, but don't give a red card.
I'd say it was a pen.
You didn't touch him.
No, I don't think it was a pen, but like, if you're going to give a red card and a pen, just give a pen.
It wasn't even a pen. He didn't touch him. It's just, once again, Man United getting a favour of referees.
No, I think it was a pen.
No, he didn't touch him.
Really?
Didn't touch him.
When you watch it back, he does, if he's in the box and there's no other defenders and he's the last man and he's brought him down, which he's not, he's obviously not, like, put a challenge in, but he's knocked him, hasn't he?
No, but he hasn't. He hasn't intentionally done it, and there's barely any contact for him to go down.
But look at Lucas Digne. I think it was Lucas Digne against Southampton for Everton. His was obviously a little bit more contact, but he put his hands up and made a challenge and got sent off. So
definitely a little bit more contact. That David Luiz was no contact at all. He was literally running behind.
Well, speaking about referees and that, Southampton requested that Mike Dean and Lee Minson don't ref their game again. Should that be allowed? Should you be allowed to pick and choose who you want to referee the game?
I don't think you should be allowed to pick and choose them, but I think you should be allowed to have a say in who.
I wouldn't say you're allowed to have a preference only because that way then you could just pick referees that give more decisions to you on a regular basis. I mean, it hints at corruption then, but the thing is like Mike Dean and that, like you could say the same for us. Like we like, do you really want David Coote that referee in our matches after some of the shots they've had this year? Not really, but you've got to deal with it because it's football. It's supposedly that, I mean, even itself.
That's twice that Lee Mason, like two teams that want Lee Mason to ref their games.
Didn't that Nuno come out and say he's not good enough to be a Premier League manager and he got like a massive fight?
I don't think it's VAR. It's the referees. You sent the post in the other day saying no one complained about Champions League, no one complained in the World Cup.
La Liga. So obviously, I watch Atletico Madrid, so I watch like Spanish football. Their VAR is a lot different. Like, do you know the way when we're watching it comes up on the screen, like what they're looking at? You don't see it in La Liga, like at all. You don't draw lines or anything. You just say, "Oh, it was offside."
Yeah, but is that better? Is that better or worse? I think it's better that we can see the lines. Do you know what I mean?
It's better to see the lines, but not when they draw the lines wonky or make stupid decisions.
That's what I mean. It's better to see it just so you know, like we've just been robbed, like a team just being robbed. You don't show it, then no one's going to complain, are they? But in the Prem, they show it, so. Not everyone's going to agree with it.
Do you think with the line, though, I've got to say, is when they do it too precise, say for instance, if I'm a size 7, but I'm against a striker, that's a size 8, he's going to be offside because he's a bigger shoe size. I mean, I know it sounds stupid, but because they're doing it that precise, that's what it's going to come down to. Just stupid little stuff like shoe size.
Do you know what else I think they do? I don't think they'll focus on one part of it. So, like, there's been a few instances where they'll know. Say it's a foul, we'll go to VAR, look at the foul, and they'll give it as a foul, but they won't look at where it was. So, say you do it outside the box. No, if you do it inside the box, sorry, they'll just say it's a foul, and they could ignore the fact there was a pen or some. Like, it's hard to explain, but they ignore some parts of the whole movement. So, you miss out on, like, you could miss out on a pen, or you could get a pen, which isn't a pen. Like, it's weird. I don't think RVAR is that good.
You noticed, when the ref goes to the screen, and you can see what he's watching the screen, can't you?
Yeah.
They never show the second angle.
Yeah, they never show the good angle. They always show the poor angle that makes it look like a foul.
They show the medium angle. They never show the close-up. Do you know what I mean?
Even if they shut the clothes up, though, I don't think they either slow it down too much to where it's literally it's showing you the contract, but it's not showing it in real time. Cause certain
yeah, because everything in slow motion looks worse, doesn't it?
Yeah, certain things look a lot different in real time.
Yeah. Well, moving on from VAR and ref, Jesse Lingard back starting 2 goals in his debut for West Ham. Can he get back in the England team for the Euros?
Yeah, I'd say he can.
Yeah, who would he
replace? Not a starter.
No.
Yeah, no.
Who would he replace?
I don't think he's walking to the team, but I think he could get on the bench.
The only way Jesse Lingard is getting an England team is by people saying, oh, he could get in. No way to take over Madsen, Grealish, Mason Mount, or Jordan Henderson, Declan Rice.
I think if there's any player there, which if he carried on and could overtake his Mason Mount, and don't get me wrong, Mason Mount's probably my favourite player in the Premier League outside of Liverpool. Like, and I honestly mean that. Like, I like watching Mason
Mount. Shall we come replace though? I would like to knock the same position. Like, he plays more up the field and Dyer plays more back. Eric Dyer's
a bit more.
For England, I don't think he is, though, isn't he? He's a centre, isn't he? For England.
I think he might have played centre half.
No, yeah, I'm sure he's centre half.
Oh, he's centre half. Well, he shouldn't be in the England
team. But even then, though, that's the thing with England. I don't think England squad's that good. It's half, like.
No, I reckon it's decent, me.
It's average players.
Nah, who's the goalkeeper? Pickford.
Shouldn't be Pickford. It should not be Pickford.
Who's going to be the Pope?
Yeah, Pope.
Nah, I'm still saying Pickford, even though he's made a mistake.
Do you think Pickford's being England from Bournemouth?
Why? Just because
he had one good World Cup lad, and he's saying he's good lad, and then every other England game he makes rather one mistake, or just doesn't perform.
I think Pickford would crumble under the pressure,
during Euros.
No, I hate to say it, but Pickford in that World Cup for 2018 was fucking immense.
But when was the World Cup? 3 years ago. If we're going off that, why isn't Joe Hart in the England team? It's 2013-14 season. He won the league. He won the Golden Glove 3 years on a run. Why isn't he in the England team?
Why do you think Nick Pope should be in England number one?
He just is England's best keeper. End of the day, he's
a much better shot stopper.
Nah, I still stand by Pickford.
No,
Pickford's distribution is shocking, and Pickford can't take
even Dean Henderson last year.
He just screams at centre half.
If he's all going off past, Dean Henderson should be the one because last year Dean Henderson was the best keeper in England. Don't care what you say. So if we are going to go back on the past and say Jordan Pickford's good, the 2018 World Cup.
No, I'm saying because he got experience.
So why isn't everyone who's played good in the past? Jesse Lingard, he had a good World Cup, but why isn't he in the England team then? It shouldn't be a house just for England. Yeah, it's a house on your league performance. For example, Tarkowski should be in more than Eric Dyer. Tarkowski is a well better centre back than Eric Dyer. Harry Maguire shouldn't play for England.
Even Ben White from Brighton is a better centre back.
Who's that one? Webster is Webster for Brighton. The one who absolutely.
I think there's someone called Webster.
He's probably pocked all the Liverpool team.
Who would you play right back for England though? Would it be Wan-Bissaka?
It's all about thingy's playing.
I'm playing Wan-Bissaka, you know, because I reckon England play. Born and footy, and like the wing backs just stay, like they stay back, so it'll be Wan-Bissaka.
The only thing with that though is with England, what have you got in the middle? You've got target men in the middle and Harry Kane and that, who actually like getting onto the end of the cross. So Trent will be better in that regard.
Could you put Trent? Obviously, because me and mate and Cardiff spoke about like our World Cup, a lot of them have just said put him as centre mid.
No, you can't put him in centre mid if he's never played. Like, I know he played there in the academy, Liverpool Academy.
I'd just say,
Euros, Trent, you're going centre mid when he hasn't played there.
Later on in his career, I can see him going centre mid, but not now.
The thing is, that with a good footballer, they should be able to play any position. Technically,
they should be there.
They should be cultured in it. Look at Henderson now. He's not the best, he's not. He's not a centre half, but he can play because his game sense is that good at the minute. He's playing.
I don't think you should
centre half.
I don't think you should be like a striker and be able to play as a centre back. But I think if you're So like, if you're part of like an attack, you should be able to play as a striker, as a winger. Or if you're as a midfielder, you should be able
from the academy used to be strikers and then they got pushed back to centre back, isn't it?
Jamie Carragher, he was a striker.
Every player should be playing every position.
Firmino's
a centre back.
Firmino still is a centre back, mate. Oh, Bobby Firmino, he was a centre back, wasn't he?
I
get it, because he plays offensive striker. I get it.
No, he was born from Hoffenheim, and I'm sure he was.
He was a cam winger.
I think he was a mid.
In his earlier days, he used to play centre back.
Could not imagine Firmino playing centre half.
I kind of seen him now.
Well, there you go. It adds to a game, hasn't it? So if anything, it's cover players that you can play.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of pressure to put centre mid in the Euro.
No, I wouldn't put him in the Euro.
Do you see the World Cup next year?
Even that's probably a bit too soon, but I mean, like, overall, could you think about
if I was Gareth Southgate, I'll wait to see. I'll be playing midfield for the Liverpool team, the team he plays in week in, week out. Yeah, see how it performs.
He hasn't played centre mid. Yeah. Well, Ajax leaves Haller out after locally got by accident. I don't know how it works. You have to write the place down.
You have to register your squad, don't you?
But how do you forget to add your signing, your new signing?
I genuinely don't get it.
When did record sign as well?
I'm not too sure.
I think he's their record sign.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Ajax record sign, and you left him out of the squad.
I think he is. Yeah.
Can I get him back in the squad or not?
No, they've appealed to UEFA, unless because their keeper is banned from football for a year.
Yeah, they might be able to switch it.
Yeah, but don't they have to replace him with another keeper then?
Not necessarily. No. You could field your European team for strikers, I think, if you wanted to. Like the squad, it doesn't matter positions, I don't think. It's just as long as you could play a lot of players.
Why did Onana get banned
Ajax have said because he was ill, so he took medicine and didn't know what was in it because it was prescribed to his wife and it had like some steroids in it, and then he got drug tested or something during October, and apparently the results came back.
I don't believe that recently. Mate. There's no way you get banned for 12 months over something that's in his wife's medicine. There wouldn't be enough content in the medicine for it to reach like the levels of like the steroids that you could take in football.
I get what you're saying, but UEFA are strict with their bans. Like Kieran Trippier for Atletico.
He should get banned. Didn't he tell his mate to bet on him?
No.
Moving.
No, the chat's got leaked. You can tell by the messages he was trying to not talk about it. He was giving like one word answers. He was never wanting that in Kieran Trippier's messages, which got leaked. So obviously, I don't know how real they are, but you know, they were from a reliable.
Did he bet on football himself, Kieran Trippier?
No, didn't he tell his mate?
He allegedly told his mate to put a bet on him that he was allegedly moving to Atletico. Allegedly, but when you read the messages, it doesn't sound like that at all. It sounds like his mate's trying to joke about it and Kieran Trippier's just trying to, you know, not blank him. But
is he still banned?
They tried to appeal the decision, but UEFA still banned him. So he's, I think it's 6 months he's got.
Allegedly. Well, there's a big game on Sunday, Liverpool versus Man City. Is this a must-win game for Liverpool?
Yeah, it is.
No. Well, it is, but no, it is, but I still think if we win it, we're still not going to win the league.
It's a momentum builder, because I'm not being funny, we won two games back-to-back and we can't win at home for some reason. It'd be a good momentum builder if we're beating people at the top of the league. Keep that form going. You can get top four then.
No, I don't think
that's the thing. I don't think they're going to
have the minute. I honestly don't think. I think the rest of the season we're going to win, lose, draw. I don't think we're ever going to go on a run of like past three games where we win, because when we played Tottenham and West Ham, we were immense. We were honestly a class. And when we played Brighton, everything went. So I don't know what it is. I don't even think it makes a difference whether we're home or away, because at the minute, they're just fields of grass. There's no fans. There's no atmosphere. So I don't think for the rest of this season, at least, we will.
Do you think we'll get top four then?
At all.
Yeah.
Definitely will. On the form that Gardner, do you reckon we'd get top four on that form?
Two wins and a loss until the end of the season. Yeah.
I don't think you would.
Yeah.
I think we will, but that's not on us being bad. I think that's on like other teams around us not doing well either.
Nah, I reckon Chelsea's going to find their form again.
I don't know.
No, but they haven't played
this. They didn't look impressive last night. Spurs just look poor.
And I don't think Tottenham are that good this season. I think they had that run in December. And
do you need Kane? And it's not been the same thing. They don't really run off Kane.
They just got Kane.
Joe Tottenham, where's Bale? Why doesn't he play? What's up with him?
Everyone says, don't we, like, Zidane was strict. I'm starting to think Bale's got... I'm starting to think it's just Bale.
Yeah.
So, I don't know whether... So obviously, you've got to train. You've got to show, prove and train.
What he needs to do is go to a lower team, in my opinion. A team that would start him because he's got to fail. You know what I mean?
He doesn't suit Mourinho's playstyle, I don't think.
No, not at all.
Think about it. Gareth Bale, Mourinho's path of us footy. He's not going to press, is he?
He should, though.
Yeah, but he's not one of them players where he presses. And Mourinho's starting to slowly develop a bit of a press, isn't he? A little bit. Not much of a press, just a tiny little bit. And I think Bale would do it. I think Bale would be quite lazy.
And he's not... And I think Son's a lot better.
Mourinho's finished.
Reckon football's changed too much and you just can't.
I don't know if you've seen Spurs or not. But he says in that loads of times the Spurs team is too nice and he wants players that are honourable. I don't think he can get the players to be honourable enough to suit his playstyle. And even if they don't, I don't think the Spurs team enjoy getting told off. As stupid as it sounds, I don't think they do. Because if you watch that, every time they get criticism towards them, they just look like they're fuming. They don't want to have any incentive to go, right, well, we're going to improve the next match. They just look fuming.
Yeah,
Dele Alli, isn't it? He says, doesn't he? Just smash it over the top and defend. And then since then, he's not played. He wanted to go to PSG, actually, didn't he?
I think Dele Alli's a great player. What, do you reckon he's going to get the sack this season or next season?
They'll give him till the end of the season.
No, but you've got to think he's still in a Carabao Cup final there, you know?
Yeah, but... Realistically,
Tottenham, 2012, Liverpool won it. We're all buzzing. You got to think Tottenham.
Yeah, that was 2012. So.
In what? How long?
Yeah, but like 10 years. 10 years ago, if we won the FA Cup, would that like we've won the Champions?
Like you said, did the episode Owen? Would you take it if we won the FA Cup? From winning the Champions League to the FA Cup.
Liverpool's going from Champions League to Premier League to FA Cup. Tottenham's gone from no trophy whatsoever for years and years and years to finally win the silverware. You can't say that Mourinho doesn't bring silverware to your club. Because if Mourinho goes to Tottenham, who haven't won nothing for years, and then he goes in and wins silverware, and then use the same Mourinho has done. I don't think he's done if he's done the impossible that no other manager's managed to do.
Do you think the fans would take the Carabao Cup, do you reckon the fans? We've just won the Carabao Cup.
They haven't won a trophy.
I think the fans would take anything.
Would Everton fans take the Carabao Cup? Yeah, because if your club hasn't won a trophy in years, you'd want to win even the littlest one, and then build your way up from that little one. Because then that little one would gain confidence to go and get more and more and more. End of the day, Mourinho brings silver to your club. There's no doubt that everywhere he's been, he's brought silver. He's even done the little crap treble in United. He brings Silva in the day. There's no saying he doesn't.
No, yeah, but then think about this then. Think about the quality of the Spurs team. There's players in there that, on individual quality, are good.
Yeah.
So would you seriously say you're happy with just getting the Carabao Cup?
If
Spurs at the end of the season don't get top four because the current form in the league is shocking, but they win the Carabao Cup, do you think Spurs fans would be happy with that? Because I don't think they would be.
Yeah.
And half that team made it to the Champions League final.
What of a manager has won a cup with them?
None.
Exactly.
But they'd always manage to get top four.
So if I was a Spurs fan, and I was seriously in the fifth or sixth place, and I won the Carabao Cup that season, I would be happy. Because not only that, they've lost the main striker who produces all the goals for them. And they're struggling in most games of the season. And for Mourinho to come in and for two seasons win a cup, that's if I was Spurs fans, I'd be cheddered, really.
Nah, but yeah.
Who's he having a final? City?
If you don't win the Carabao Cup, I won't be happy at all.
Yeah, I'll put it this way. Think about the way you were comparing it to us in 2012. In 2012, we had a crap team. Spurs have had a crap team for years. Their team's only just started getting good now.
We didn't win a trophy for ages.
No, I know what you mean. Pochettino took them to a final. He lost it, fair enough. They've had many other chances to get, like, they always fall at the last hurdle, yeah.
Exactly that.
They've consistently been in the top four or thereabouts. This season, Mourinho has
done an alright job, in my opinion. Anyway.
He will be getting sixth or seventh, the way he's carrying on. If they win that,
I don't reckon the Spurs
fans. You don't think Spurs fans would take a trophy this season?
I think they expect it higher than the Carabao.
I'd be happy with the Carabao Cup, just saying.
Nah, yeah, if they win the Carabao Cup, and don't finish top four, then...
They won't be happy with that, but if they get the Carabao Cup and finish fourth, they'd be happy with that. Bad. But if they don't get top four, they won't be happy.
Yeah, but it's all about the league.
No, I should just go for the Aldi Cup. Exactly,
Do you think if they win a Carabao Cup and finish sixth or fifth, they'll be happy?
No, because you've got to think, the Tottenham team from years ago, From years ago, used to finish eighth, seventh with no trophies, and now if they go and push in a trophy in a weird season of the Premier League with only one team performing, let's be honest, Man City is the only team performing right now.
Don't forget, Spurs were top of the league.
Exactly, Spurs were top of the league, like, but they've lost the main striker. That's what I'm trying to say. They lost the main striker.
They lost the main striker and they win a cup, and
they finished fifth or sixth. Yeah. Happily, I'll take that.
No, we are. Hang on. Yeah, but, hang on. Hang on. Compare it.
Yeah, but no, if you're on, saying it's go on. If you're saying the missing,
it's not
one
just
striker,
it's not just one striker, though, is it? Like Harry Kane is Tottenham striker. He is Tottenham.
Yeah, well, to put it into perspective, kid. Say for instance, they've lost their striker. They've only lost them against us. Like that was the game they lost them in. They've had them all before that, haven't they? Or was the injury before that?
I think he was injured like two or three games
throughout the season.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of the season. Compared to other clubs, for example, us, I know we've still got the front three. We've lost many players in our team now. Are we still technically at the same level as Spurs are this season?
No.
Excluding the Carabao Cup, because we're still in the Champions League. So would you say losing one player who's a striker, wait a minute, you've still got Son, you've still got Mori, you've still got Bergwijn. Three players were fully capable of scoring. You've got Bale in there. You've got four players who are technically capable of scoring. Would you say you're happy and you'd say that entire team is like the done for the season just because they've lost Harry Kane? No.
Yeah.
With one of the best.
Yeah, but they've lost one player. Think about all the
exactly
clubs.
It's Shades Liverpool 2014. We had Suarez and Suarez carried us. And then the second Suarez got injured. We were fucked.
2014, we only lost that season because Brendan Rodgers' is ego.
No, what
Luton tried to go and beat Chelsea, didn't need to beat.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah. But also, you got to think. You have got to think before Harry Kane was injured, Tottenham were only two or three points away from the top four.
Yeah, but did they not get injured against Liverpool?
Well,
Did he not get injured against Liverpool?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they've had
him
the entire season.
Exactly. You're saying that Tottenham are going to get top four. So my point is, before Harry Kane was injured, they were only 2 or 3 points off top four, just like every team, just like every top six this season.
They asked them the Europa League.
Let's use the Europa League. Did they lose the Carabao Cup final? They win the Europa League and they finish eighth. Would Tottenham take that?
No.
Because in Champions League.
Yeah, to be fair, they aren't improving, but they are improving in winning silverware. So that's what I'm trying to say.
I think the fans hate the style of play.
United hates it, didn't
Mourinho plays as well.
It doesn't. That style of play doesn't work anymore, really. Playing part of the bus against big teams. It only works against us because we don't have to break it down.
It's good against other teams.
Look at Chelsea SD. Chelsea SD, they just... Lloris kept Spurs in the game, easily.
Well, have you seen the players out of contract for the end of the season?
Yeah.
Donnarumma, Ramos... PSG. Alaba, Bernat, Di Maria, Messi, Aguero, Depay, Wijnaldum.
Has Alaba not signed
to Real Madrid? It was
rumoured that Aguero. I thought he'd signed it like a pre-contract deal for next
year. It's a quiz, but Donnarumma, AC Milan goalkeeper. Where's he going? Is he staying?
He'll sign a new contract.
I reckon he'll stay AC Milan, look at. But AC Milan look like in the next couple of years they could be one of the best teams in the world.
Ramos,
like the way they're going.
Where's he going?
Somewhere for the money move. Don't know where he'll go. He'll go somewhere stupid for the money move.
It'll be like MLS or China or somewhere, won't it?
Alaba,
yeah,
Real Madrid. Chelsea, you looking at him?
No, I think Real Madrid. I actually think he's signed a pre-contract with them.
Di Maria.
I don't even know where he is. It might sound Real Madrid.
I think he could go back. He's at PSG, but I think he could go to Real Madrid.
He wouldn't go to Real.
Yeah.
He'll either sign on or he'll do the same as Ramos. I'm saying Ramos, although he'll just go for the big money move.
Where did...
Messi.
I was just going to say, where did Arsenal finish last season?
Like 8th.
They finished eighth. I won the FA Cup. Just saying.
Yeah, with Mikel Arteta.
That was with Arteta.
Jose Mourinho.
You'll
take
that with Arteta. Mourinho's
won the league. Not anymore. Yeah, but he supposedly wins titles everywhere he goes, and that's what he still claims to this day. So you'd still expect them to be raking in titles or be challenging for them at least. Regardless of one player.
Tottenham has came back. I mean, Tottenham has challenged for the title this season.
Kind of, yeah.
Half. Yeah. Where's Messi going?
PSG.
Nah, I reckon he's going to
PSG.
Aguero.
I reckon he'll be PSG.
I reckon, do you know what? Aguero, I reckon he's going back to Atletico Madrid.
Nah, he'll go to Argentina. Go somewhere in Madrid, though.
No, I don't think go to Argentina.
Yeah.
Reckon? Mind you saying that load of Brazilian players a few years ago, they all went back to Brazil, didn't they?
I just think he'll go for like an easy league now before he retires.
I think if Messi leaves, though, Barcelona are going to be after
Barcelona.
Yeah, what about Depay? Barca with Coleman.
I don't know.
Coleman will get sacked. I'd mark my words, Coleman won't be there next.
Well, we know that Wijnaldum
is... Yeah, go to Barca.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, boys, Carlo Ancelotti is in, I think, now. Pickford or Olsen? I think that's his name.
I just...
What?
I'm not gonna lie. The only time I've seen Olsen play was the first time he played Newcastle.
He played last game, didn't he, Olsen? Sure,
he played last game as Leeds. And once again, he put a shift. He's a heavy keeper, that Olsen, you know. It's like what every Everton fan says. Jordan Pickford, yeah, he has one or two good games, but there's always something there shaky about him. It just is remarkable.
Always Karius. Mistaken him.
George, yeah, Karius did have good. Karius did have a good game him now and again, but he was always shaky.
Don't chat shit about Karius. He's the best.
Karius is awful.
He didn't play for Union Berlin, you know.
It was his first appearance the other day, weren't it? Because of the keeper.
Yeah, came on.
See, the thing with Karius was, I think he wasn't good. I'm not going to say he was good. But everyone thinks it was just
Kiev messing up.
Watch the Roma game.
It was the Roma game, as well, weren't it? When like a shot was on.
City?
Yeah, Roma.
No, Joe game, yeah. Joe game he messed up on. Owen, you was at the game as well. The pre-season game against Wigan. He messed up on his first game in pre-season.
Yeah.
I think the ball went through.
No, it was his first
ever game for Liverpool. In pre-season against Wigan.
Man City as well.
I remember I went down to go and grab my drink. I looked back up and there's a goal. And I was saying to your mate, oh, what's happened there? He went to Karius, just let him go past him. And it was like a pass back and he missed the ball.
See? His first game, he made a mistake. And his last game, he made two mistakes, three mistakes.
Here's a question. Adrian.
I don't know, you know.
I reckon that's tough.
Start last season when he was filling in for Alisson.
Napoli.
He won us the Super Cup. What did Karius do? Other than mistakes?
Yeah, he was class then. And no, because Karius was good. Karius did have
I stand by Karius was shocking every game he played.
I don't think he ever had a good game. It was very day.
Did you see Karius used to flip and roll down?
Yeah. But the fence had
when I watched back that him, Karius, when he rolled the ball off the bench and that.
Oh, that was awful. The nightmare. He just dropped it. He jumped.
It went through his hands. He literally could have stood there and caught it. He jumped and went through his hands.
And the overhead kick. I know people say, "Oh no, keeper was saving that." If you watch him dive in slow mo, he doesn't put his hand out. He literally just, I don't know. He like sticks just his fingers out. It's weird. Like I don't know. Now and then, I'd say
that's
like,
the thing. Is that the problem? Goalkeepers are doing too much camera saves instead of actual, just normal.
Yeah, because you see, like
they could just claim it's so easy, but they have to jump, like bend back. And tip over the bar when he could just catch it.
Well, you see, keepers like Tostegen, Oblak, Alisson, their saves don't look incredible, do they? They just look normal, but from a good shot, and that's what makes Jamie Carragher.
Good pleasure, though, make the difficult stuff look easy
when you don't have to make it fancy.
Joe was who's bad for camera saves.
That was the guy. I don't want to mention Pickford again.
Pickford's camera saves.
Not sure about that.
He does, like.
Well, I think.
I think David De Gea's had one of the biggest downgrades since like Fernando Torres. You know, like since that World Cup, it was against Russia, wasn't it? In Russia.
Well,
like since was that
it
game,
was it
just
a free kick when he just didn't do problems? Was it a free kick or something that he did? Pardon? And the game missed it.
I think it went on to penalties and Russia won on pens against Spain, but I'm sure
did he do a mistake against Portugal when Ronaldo
that's
shot?
Ronaldo shot.
Yeah, I think.
Oh yeah, because Ronaldo and the
When like didn't Ronaldo get a hat trick or something that game as well?
Yeah, he got two free.
Wow,
two free
my
kicks
knowledge
as well, didn't
is
he?
On point. That's wow. I'm actually proud of that. Oh, I've only got one more point here. Liverpool being banned.
Not us being banned.
Like, Liverpool aren't allowed to fly to shit.
Not
to fly to Germany to play against Leipzig and Champions.
I think
it'd
be hard for them to find the neutral ground.
What? So
yeah, but isn't name Salzburg being in the Salzburg Stadium? That's in like the talk.
Oh, where's that? What's that? Austria? Yeah. Is it? Yeah?
Just that.
I don't know how true it is, obviously, because no one knows.
I think there's three options, isn't it? There's either you find a neutral stadium, or you it gets pushed back.
It doesn't get pushed back. And if they do push, it'll be down as a forfeit, and we get a 3-0 win.
You can't do that. No, can't. Win. See, come back. I know there's no fans.
Say
if I
said
Liverpool
the under win the league, you get all them people going, oh, well, yeah, we had a 3-0 easy win, didn't you? Against, you know,
I hate that, though, because you always forget about the next competition.
If we get a 3-0 win, I don't think you can, but I'd ask UEFA just to put them down as Kelleher's goals. Because he probably won't start. Let the sub keeper.
Yeah, but he hasn't scored the goal. No goals went in the goal.
He's a keeper. It won't happen anyway. We're not going to get a.
You sound like Pele.
He scores in his back garden.
Yeah.
You sound like Pele.
Yeah. Pele scores against his grandkids in the at a bar.
3-0 forfeit. So let's pull it down and Kelleher's goal. Makes no sense.
Yeah.
No goals went. Yeah. No goals hit the back of the net.
Well, they did play that off, you.
Yeah, no, but it'd just be funny, wouldn't it, to be like, okay.
Get them.
Your sub keeper's got a hat trick. You know what I mean?
Shut up.
It won't happen though. We'll end up being played in like Portugal, like last season where they just played the Champions League, didn't they? Or was it Spain?
That's Portugal.
They played at one country. I reckon it'll be Portugal again.
Well, I think I don't have one more question. Who's the best player ever to play in the Premier League? I know, take the bias cap off. I know you're going to say you can't say
Gerrard.
He's the best midfielder. He's the best midfielder.
You can't say Gerrard.
Can't say
you can't say Fernando Torres, you can't say Suarez, you can't say
Gerrard.
No, it's not if you're going Premier League, you're going back early, aren't you? Saying like Thierry Henry.
I reckon. Yeah, that was my
goal. Thierry Henry, Dennis Bergkamp, Alan Shearer.
I don't think he's the best of all time, but I think
Rooney's more of a team player.
Yeah,
He's still United.
Aguero's probably up there.
David Silva was a class.
Nah, I wouldn't even say that. I would say Drogba.
I think we're all thinking
too. Yeah, totally.
I don't like
talking
him.
Talking to you recently,
yeah.
They're
not here. They're
all the Invincible squad.
Still got what? Van Nistelrooy, Cantona. They were all good.
Yeah.
I don't reckon
Rui Keane.
Vieira.
Paul Scholes.
Would you say Ronaldo?
No. Wasn't he along
with
them? No. I think if Ronaldo was how he was for Real Madrid and Juventus at United, I think you could say, but when he was at United, I'm not saying he was bad. I'm really not saying he was bad or anything.
There was someone sort of like, saying that Ronaldo wants to retire.
Now,
mind you. Yeah.
Someone said that yesterday, didn't
they? So just imagine that though, Messi and Ronaldo in the Premier League.
Messi won't come to the Premier League, and if he does, it'll just.
They cry off
the Premier League. Said that Messi shouldn't go to the Premier League because they just snap.
Yeah, they will. I'm not being funny. If you were playing for a team like Fulham, you, and you know you and he was playing for City, and you know you're gonna lose, you'd want to at least go home saying, Do you know Messi, one of the best players of all time, just broke his leg?
No.
Is there anything football, professional football players get paid grand a week? Think down in mind. Oh, I'm gonna, we're going to get smashed here by City. Give me Messi's legs and I'll ask them for dinner.
I'm not being funny. If you were playing for, if you were playing for like Sheffield, would have got.
Yeah, but you think they have that mentality? Like they go, we've lost this game. Yeah,
I think. I think there's a point in the season where you've got to be like,
yeah, play for a draw, but don't end someone's career.
100%. If you had, I reckon
you go like, love, I'm home. I brought Messi's legs with me. No one thinks about that.
Not Messi. If you're playing for like,
you got respect.
He's one of the best players in the world. You've got to respect him. Yeah, you say that now, but
yeah, that's
just pushed his head down and fell on the floor.
He's just letting him stay.
That's not snapping his leg.
It's not. Yeah. So if that's football, and people are obviously going to carry on doing it, because it wasn't respect. Even Robertson came out and
Robertson
said at the end of the game. Robertson said at the game. Yeah, but
he's, no, I'm assuming that end his career, but I think
there was still even with the Messi one that you're saying. At the end of the day, in football, if you are a defender, you let the person you're marking know that he's there. Do you see James Milner with Neymar? Exactly, but you're not going to end someone's career over it.
Exactly, so you're going to want
to saying snap.
You're saying snap.
I'm not saying you're going to end his career. You're going to try and bruise
him. I think Robbo's push. Yeah. That's not a snap. Yeah. That's just letting them know who's the boss around here.
Nah. Pushing his head is not
going 2 feet.
Aiming
for his legs.
In like that stage of Miles, where he's just absolutely took the piss out of you, and so you just turn around, and push him.
All right, put it this way.
Yeah.
You're playing right back, and he's left wing, so you're up against him, and he's got it. He's got his colourful boots on. He's trying to do all his fancy skills, and you know. There is going to be a point where you start getting annoyed with it, and you. I'm not going
to
say
when players do that, you do put a buzzer on them. Then they don't do it to you again, but you don't snap them.
Exactly.
You're saying, just go at like we're gonna get smashed here, so let's just fucking injure them. That's what you're saying.
Yeah,
no football player thinks that. Like, who's named someone?
Oh, yeah.
Name someone.
The last person
exactly,
Robbie Savage. Exactly, but when was that?
Roy Keane used to do it all the time. Back in the 90s. No way,
football's changed. I think it was Ramos in the Champions League final.
Against Salah.
No, not Salah. It was him. Oh, who was it? I think it was Champions League final or something. Like Ramos got tackled, yeah. So
it was the Super Cup against Atletico, wasn't it? And he got Varane to snap.
No, Valverde against Barca in the cup final. Yeah, he snapped. Last man snapping from behind, got a red card, and Real Madrid won the game. No, let's do my head. No, Ramos got tackled, yeah. Then, was it Alaba or something? No, I think it was Cuadrado for Juventus. And he got tackled by him, and Ramos just absolutely ran him off the pitch. On paper, you can tell it was on paper, like that. But that's
no, I can see, no one thinks I can that see again,
paid week, and you go,
football's evolved way since Roy Keane and Robbie Savage and all them. We're both. Yeah. You might see the odd tackle, but no one's doing it no more.
I think maybe saying you know break the legs is a little bit.
I can't see a football player going before the game. Hey boys,
if you're playing for like Sheffield and all that. If you're playing like Sheffield or
why have you snapped Salah's legs? You're gonna struggle. My legs.
Maybe I'm just a dick. Do you not see last season where a Leicester player snapped Salah when Milner got the pen in the last minute?
Yeah, but
it's just that. Yeah, I don't. Salah and Mane just don't stay down.
Salah doesn't stay down.
He did.
So, but no, you're saying yeah, he is, but you're having a mare, Ben.
I've got mixed up in my head. No, I just think there'll be a few players out there who'd want Messi to know he's there. Maybe
yeah,
not like,
no, he did, career, like Robbo did. Not take his legs. Ben, I think you're just getting confused in your mind. Yeah. I think we should just end it here. I think everyone listens confused. If you got this far, then...
My gun's snapping.
Take a walk.
Walking out. Don't you have me here, then, lads.
Need to snap someone.
He was saying, Salah doesn't go down. Salah does go down. Yeah, it goes down.
No, what I meant was usually gets back up, because what I was trying to say was when we played Leicester last season and Milner got the last minute pen.
Yeah.
Lad, there's always
Salah
who
got fouled in the box, wasn't it?
But what you're saying is that people are gonna plan before games and then instead of training all week tactics to defend Messi, they were just going to go a snap and break his legs.
Right, I don't think he'll be that bad where they make a fucking blueprint on where Messi's going to run and where they're going to slide.
Never know,
and
Sean
Dice just put his picture in the ball.
No. You know what? I rate Sean Dyche, me. I actually reckon he's good.
He's ginger, so.
Who do you reckon will be top four?
City.
This year.
Man U.
City.
West Ham.
City. I reckon we'll get second.
Man U will drop.
United.
No.
And
Leicester.
I'm saying Leicester top four. I reckon Leicester be top four. I reckon we might get third.
I reckon Leicester top three.
I think I've got a feeling Chelsea.
No, Leicester inconsistent.
It's true what you said. Ollie Gunnar Solskjaer said that Man U only getting started now. But then everyone's saying next season Liverpool would have all the centre backs back. They'll have all midfield playing. So I think Man U should go for the title this season. You shouldn't be waiting and I'm just taking second. They should go for the title.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a question about Leicester. I don't think they are, but I know someone, and I won't say who thinks they're a one trick pony and it's just over the top to Vardy. I think
no, the players do some footy.
That's partly true, but I don't think it's the full thing.
No, Harvey Barnes.
I'd take that Madison. Or my friend here, Justin.
Yeah, Owen. I think Madison's one of the best players in the world.
As long as it wasn't me, because I would have a nightmare. So
Madison's good. Harry Barnes being good this season.
People plan to stop
that. Justin. Justin, is he the left back or right back?
The fortnight player.
Justin,
the Rothley player. Charlie, you're not him. Nah, who's the centre-back?
Fofana. Sion, Jim.
Yeah, he's got them. And he's young as... Nah, he's on bench him.
Fofana's bench him, that's why.
Yeah. Well, boys, do you have any more questions, any more points?
Damn. Do you reckon that West Ham will
anything you like to get off your chest?
Win the FA Cup?
Nah.
I don't think they'll win the FA Cup. I think they're getting Europa League. But I read they're like the best team.
Who do you reckon are the biggest flop this season?
Tottenham and Chelsea at the minute.
The biggest flop.
The biggest flop.
Sheffield.
Flop. Sheffield.
No, I was going to say Sheffield.
We're the biggest flop.
Nah, Sheffield. Look where Sheffield finished.
Sheffield or Wolves.
Yeah, look where they were.
Yeah.
We were the champions and we were getting bad 7-2 by Villa, and that wasn't on injuries because Van Dijk was on the pitch.
Yeah, but we're still top four.
We're losing to Brighton, to Burnley.
Sheffield or Wolves,
Do you reckon if Van Dijk was playing, we'll be on top of the league or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if no one's injured, we'll run away with it.
Yeah, do you reckon though? Because we still lost 7-1 when they were playing.
Nah, yeah, I still reckon. We had a full team, we'd have run away with it.
I've got a question. What do you reckon will happen with Everton this season?
Roughly.
It'd be unfair. It would be unfair to say they've not played well, because I think they have.
I can't see them.
You know, from
them doing too good. Like,
don't win a league. I won't.
I mean, they won it in October.
it was a title race winner between Villa and Everton.
Did they bring the DVD out?
Was
that a joke?
Oh, that was a joke.
I hope it was a joke.
I'm not going to bring a DVD out there. You have to watch first 2 months of the league.
No,
I swear to God, I've seen a DVD.
What's the title? Win the league in 2 months.
Oh, I've just thought of one. I was actually going to ask before about Liverpool. What are your thoughts on people commenting Klopp out?
Oh, I was saying yesterday, did they win? Klopp out? Yeah.
Yeah, I personally think if you think...
I don't know if it's Liverpool fans, you don't... Stop supporting. It's not Liverpool fans who are doing it.
I think half of it's memes, but then I do think there'll be a few people who support us since, like, what, 2017, when we went to Kiev. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, Klopp, he's done awful. I'm not being funny. Yeah, it is.
2017 Kiev, let's do that. Got you written all over it. I was
2018,
well,
19.
Well, when we won. You weren't there when we had Terry Arthur and Chesky.
I was just there for the trophy lift. I was just there. That's
his name, isn't it? Terry Arthur.
From Newcastle.
Terry Arthur.
Yeah.
Terry Arthur. That was Greek, wasn't it? Yeah. Terry
Arthur. Nah. Do you reckon there's not a few Liverpool fans who'd be like...
No, I don't think anyone will have gone, but I think people are just...
They're not being funny, the poor fella.
Why? What's going on with the
A plan B.
I think people just want answers for why there's something different for them. No one wants them out. They just want to know what's going on.
He said, didn't he? In his interview, he said...
I don't buy into that, though.
Basically, just said...
Because it's the same for every single team. If the players are knackered in the match, why is he not decreasing the workload and training? That's what I've got a question.
Yeah, because I've had Klopp's training.
If the players are getting injured and they're out of
it. So surely, this season of all seasons, just let them have, like, go home an hour early or do something where they don't have to do it as much. Because you can see it, we get to the 75th minute. Don't know if it's just me. We start to look tired, whereas, obviously, last season...
Last 15 minutes of the first half.
I think we look tired in the first 45 minutes.
That's not going to be a problem this year, though.
For teams like us, we've got Champions League on the
back as well.
Our players are going to be fucking shattered.
Yeah, but we haven't had Champions League since what?
Exactly.
But October, but, something like that.
But the Prem's been free times.
Challenge. Straight league. I just think if you're a professional footballer and you're being paid as we've much money as you should have, you should be at peak fitness. There shouldn't be.
But they're still all human.
Still
so they still feel tired.
Yeah.
I done 10K yesterday. My legs are done.
Yeah, but you're not having a recovery day today. You're not having world class physios recovering.
Well, I think obviously you do feel pain. Do you get tired?
But I just think it's the same for everyone. If certain teams are managing to cope fine, it's either training that's the issue, or it's just physically not fit enough for some reason.
The
Premier League is asking players to play a game every 2 games. I mean, two days. Sorry, it is going to take some effort.
But even without injuries, Gabby Jesus had a coronavirus, didn't he? So he had no striker.
Leicester struggled.
Yeah, I know De Bruyne's out now.
Vardy's out.
I think most teams have had injuries, but ours are just so unfortunate that
centre backs. The front three can't score.
I just want to say something. A couple of episodes ago, I said Salah was overrated. I take that back. He's not overrated, but he's not as good as everyone makes out to be.
I don't think he's as good as he's made out to be.
I just want to let everyone know. Well, this is the 20th episode.
It's a little milestone.
Whoa. All right. How would you describe him? Out of poor, Joe, average,
what?
Good.
I'm not going to say his name, but this person said he is the worst best player.
Who said that?
Yeah.
Best player.
So you have a list of the top 10. You have a list. He's the bottom of the best players in the world. He's the bottom.
No, I think he's more middle. I think
Ben,
saying
Ben, don't lie.
No, I'm not lying, but I'm not being funny. Since he's been here,
he's good, but he's not as what people.
Set the standards too high.
All right. What's considered to be the best league in the world? I don't know. It's up to you. But people will usually say the Premier League. Since he's been here, how many years? This is fourth season, isn't it? So far, he's top goal scorer. Last season, he didn't get the Golden Boot, but he was Liverpool's top goal scorer. Season before that, he got it with Mane and Aubameyang. Season before that, he got it again.
He was good.
I don't know.
2 seasons ago. Last season, he was all right.
You say last season, he's all right. He was our leading goal scorer. Goal scorers win your games, and that gets what gets the league. I don't know what the poor fella's got to do to get more respect. And this is why I think he might fuck off to Real Madrid.
Good.
Liverpool fans don't know what...
I want him to. Then go.
You don't know what you've got for them.
It's time to go.
Hashtag Mbappe 2021.
Without Salah.
Tell him, get Mbappe.
Nah, I reckon we'd struggle without him.
Yeah.
I'm happy to have Bamian can't go from the Prem.
Bamian plays for Arsenal.
Oh shit, I'm in Mbappe. I've had a stinker.
What? Would you sell that left for Mbappe?
I would. Mbappe instead of Salah.
No, I didn't say that.
I'm going to say it because it's age and Mbappe already proved it on a big stage, which is the World Cup. So in my opinion, he could do it. Although the PSG league is a farmers league, if you're telling me Mbappe's got absolutely no potential to win the Ballon d'Or, then
Oh no, I'm not saying that because he scored against us in the Champions League and that. But I'm just saying if Salah's a proven goal scorer for us, I keep him until he.
I agree. Keep Salah as long as we can. But if someone offers me a Mbappe for him, I'm taking it.
Yeah. Oh well. Yeah, I would. But that I'd get Mbappe.
Time to
go. I'm gonna base that off it. I'm gonna base that off age rather than. Anything else, because I think we've got a proven goal scorer, and we always just seem to get luck with goal scorers, don't we? Like
Stephen Corker, he's a good one.
So hopefully, if we do get him back,
Sebastian Coates already against QPR, remember that?
Oh god, Brini.
Diego Aspas.
Nah, but no one's going to change my mind. If Salah came up to me and said, "What are you saying about me?" I'll say, "You're not as good as people make out to be."
Yeah. No, you wouldn't. That's for a photo and an autograph.
I'd say.
If Salah came up to you...
You like that ginger like, kid
with the... Yeah, can I have an autograph?
Oh, nah, I'd be like... Salah makes that not as good as people make out to be. Then he'd be like, Joe, I'm going to listen to that person who has a podcast on Spotify and Max with a footy on Instagram as well. I'm going to listen to him and I'm going to prove him wrong.
With 10 listeners.
So you're welcome.
And then he'll go to Real Madrid. Then
I don't. I reckon go to Real Madrid. He's got to do Hazard.
Yeah, I have a funny feeling. I don't get that why players would like if you look.
But like,
I
Jovic, you know,
like Coutinho.
Jovic, he went to Madrid. Now he's back on loan at Frankfurt.
Would that not put you off if you say you were playing in the Prem, whether it be Liverpool, anyone, and like Real Madrid came in? I don't know if I'd be half put off by the fact that, you know, I might not be able to be that good there.
What do you mean, the possession?
Hazard, Coutinho. Yeah.
Alex Lunter, he's the biggest flop. No one speaks about him.
Do you not think Barca and Real, like, if you go there, you're just putting that much pressure on you and a lot of players just... Not
that's
even
everywhere, though, isn't
it?
Whoever's next to the manager, that's going to be a lot of pressure. Whoever's the next... Tottenham manager, that's going to be a lot of pressure. Like David Moyes, that was a lot of pressure to them. Overtake Alex Ferguson as Man United manager, that was a lot of pressure. It's obviously going to be a lot of pressure.
I don't know if I'd be slightly put off by
it. Nah, if you're a football player, you think, I am the best.
Especially.
Yeah, but boys, that's all I've got today. Anyone else?
No, I'm good.
Well,
I'm going to go and plan and snap and Messi, so I'll see you.
Well, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. I hope you didn't get confused by Ben chatting shit. And follow the podcast at Matty with the Footy. We are 2 followers away from 100, so
I'm going to hit that follow button.
Thanks for listening.